Okay, let us get back to where we were up to. Lama Gimel Amabez. Lama Gimel Amabez. We just spoke about Eim Sisera a little bit, and Eim Sara a little bit, and now we are up to Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. The first half of today's daf, third of today's daf is about quoting Psukim based on getting through the Makoros about how do you know there's a shofar on Rosh Hashanah and how many times you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That's going to be the first 30 lines or so of today's daf. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Minayin Shebishofar. How do I know that one has to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Tamalomar Bahavar. How do you know with a shofar, with that kind of horn? Tamalomar Bahavarta Shofar Trua. Because it says the Havarta Shofar Trua. It says that by Yom Kippur of Yovel. Ein Li Ela BiYovel Rosh Hashanah Minayin. As we've said, there's Limudim back and forth. That only teaches me by Yovel. You have to use a shofar on Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Minayin. How do we know that on Rosh Hashanah every year as well, one has to use a shofar? Tamalomar Bachodesh Hashvi'i. But it says there in that pasuk Bachodesh Hashvi'i in the seventh month. She'ain Tamalomar Bachodesh Hashvi'i. I don't need to know that Yom Kippur is in the seventh month. I know that it's in the seventh month. Ma Tamalomar Bachodesh Hashvi'i. So why does it have the extra phrase of Bachodesh Hashvi'i in the seventh month? She'yu kol shruot shel Chodesh Shvi'i zekazeh. It's to teach me to compare all the blowings of the seventh month to each other. Just like every 50 years, the blowing happens on Yom Kippur, so too every year the blowings that happen on Rosh Hashanah, we compare all of the blowings to each other. Just like the one by Yom Kippur needs shofar, so too every year on Rosh Hashanah, we need the shofar. Uminayin shepshuta lifaneha. And that's how I know that you have to use a shofar. So now I get, how do I know that you have to have a tkia preceding every shofar blast? And a tkiyah following every shofar blast. Tamalomar b'havarta shofar trua. But it says the lashon ha'avara, and this opinion learns that from the word b'havarta shofar before trua. Trua is the sound of the shofar, and havarta shofar is beforehand. U'minayin shepshuta l'achareha. And how do I know that has to be a pashut afterwards? Tamalomar ta'aviru shofar. Because it says afterwards, ta'aviru shofar. Again, afterwards says the word trua, and again says ta'aviru shofar. Again, so there's always a tkiyah, trua, tkiyah. Again, a number of the Bali Machshava talk about the symbolism of a tkia, trua tkia. It's a person's life or even the nation's life. The first tkia symbolizes when we're on a high level and when we're going strong and we're going straight and there are no breaks. And then every once in a while, both personally and nationally, we have bumps in the road. We have truas. We go up and down. We go low. We cry. We have tsaris. We have... You know, throughout our lives, there are different stages when we're in the stage of Shvarim Shrua. And then we should always know that there's always going to be another Tzkiyah afterwards. There's always going to be a Tzkab Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu. There's always going to be a Geula happening. And therefore, that's the symbol of the Pashut La'achareha. And that's the Tzkiyah Gadola, even at the end. The final stage is going to be our Tzkiyah Gadola, our ultimate Geula Sanefesh. That's the Tzkiyah Shrua Tzkiyah, the symbol of it. But halachically, we just focused on the makar. How do you know? Pshut l'acharei, pshut l'acharei. Ve'en li'ela b'yovel, Rosh Hashanah minayin. How do I, this teaches me by Yovel that you need a tkiyah preceding and following. How do I know that you need a tkiyah preceding and following also by Rosh Hashanah? Tamalomar, the same makar that we just said. Bechodesh HaShvi'i. It's an extra phrase of in the seventh month. She'en tamalomar bechodesh HaShvi'i. Because we don't need that phrase. U'ma tamalomar bechodesh HaShvi'i. She'u kol ha'shruos chodesh HaShvi'i zekazep. To teach me that all the blowings of the seventh month should be connected. So that's the makar, how we know you need a tkiyah before and after. Next, u'minayin l'shalosh l'shalosh l'shalosh. How do we know that you have to blow three sets of blowings? Rashi explains that you need a trua sound with a tkiyah before and after for each of the brachas. Malchiyah zechronis and shofars. How do I know that? Tamalomar v'havarta shofar trua shabbason zichron trua yom trua yelachem. It says the word trua three times. One is by Yom Kippur and two is by Rosh Hashanah. We can put it all together. We will learn out three times. We have the word trua to teach me. You have to blow three sets. How do I know that even though it says it twice by Rosh Hashanah and once by Yom Kippur of Yovel, I'm allowed to mix and match and add to each other and say three? Tamalomar shvi'i shvi'i l'gzeira shava. So now for that you have l'gzeira shava. Ha'kesad shalosh shehein teisha. So putting it all together, it's three truos, which are really nine sounds altogether. Shir tkiya kitrua, shir trua kishlosh shvarim, as we had. So we end up saying this based on Xerishav. asks the Gemara, Haitana meikar maisel behekesha v'hasha maisel begzereshava. I don't understand, says the Gemara. Originally we had an extra pasuk that says v'chodesh hashvi'i to teach me to compare all the blowings of the seventh month. And that was what the Gemara calls a hekesh. And now, we'll get to that in a second, it's not the usual hekesh. But now the Gemara says, it's all based on a gzera shava. It says shvi, shvi, both are shun and yovel, so you compare them. Here, just like here there's you have the halacha, so to there you have the halacha, and you compare them all. So Gemara says, and we usually assume that gzera shava is the strongest type of limud. Gzera shava is a din daraisa. The others also might be daraisa, but might not be as strong. So Hachi Kamar, the Gemara says, you're right. Ilav gzeirah shava have in my sin ala behekesha. Without the gzeirah shava, I would have brought it out, learned it out through a hekesh. Hashad asi gzeirah shava hekesh lo tzarech. Once I have the gzeirah shava, I don't need the hekesh. So how do you read this Gemara? So let's do Rashi first. It's a problem with Rashi. Rashi says, had I not had the gzeirah shava, look at the Rashi right across from the Bach. Hachi Kamar, ilav gzeirah shava, ilo nemr gzeirah shava zu lamoshe v'sinai lo dunu. If I wouldn't have had this gzeirah shava from Moshe, Gzeirah Shava obviously is something that you have to have a Mesorah on. If I wouldn't have had this, Hayisi maybe Yakol Behekesha, Klomar Me'atzmo. If I wouldn't have had the Gzeirah Shava, I would have been able to learn it from the Hekesh. I would have learned it myself. Now that I have the Gzeirah Shava, it gives it more teeth, it's from the Mesorah, and therefore it is a little stronger. So you see the Golian Hashas here, Ayin Sukkah, Rashi, Vitzarech, Iyin. Right, we mentioned that a number of times. What's going on with Rashi and Sukkah? Rashi and Sukkah, Daf Laman Aleph, Rashi and Tosas have a machlokas about all the Yud Gimel Midos. Rashi there says, on the bottom of Laman Aleph, I'm an Aleph, that Ein Adam, I'll find the line, below Nitan Midrash Me'atzma, we call Yud Gimel Midos Sheba Torah, Ella Kalvachomer. Rashi there in Sukkah Laman Aleph says that the only Mida that one is allowed to learn by themselves is Kalvachomer. All other Midos, Binyanav Sheikh Suvim, Kala Protocol, all the other ones from Rabbi Ishmael, you have to have a Mesorah for. You can't learn by yourself. Tosva says the opposite. Tosva says, no, you can darshan Olam all by yourself except for Gzeirah Shava. Gzeirah Shava is unique. You have to have a Mesorah for the Gzeirah Shava. And all the other ones, you're allowed to darshan Me'atzmo. Rashi says, no, you can darshan, you're not allowed to darshan any Me'atzmo except Kal Vachomer. That's the guilt. That's from Kiveikas Kashi here. Rashi here says that you can darshan a Hekish Me'atzmo. Rashi says you can darshan the Hekesh Me'atzmo here. So it's a Sirin Rashi. Rashi Yitzukah says that you could darshan only Gzeirah Shava. And here he says you could darshan Hekesh. That's the Kashi Lugan HaShashim Sarah Piyah.
Hekesh is not one of the Yigil Midos.
Hekesh is not the Yigil, but it's also, I don't think they're Medai. Rashi talks about Yud Gimel Midos there, but he's usually generalized to say any of the tools that we use to darshan.
This is not even a Hekesh.
Oh, so that's the Rishash. The Rishash asks this Kasha and says, maybe this is a different kind of Hekesh. Is that really, it's called a Hekesh, but that's what we Shigras Lashono of the Gemara. Really, it's not a Hekesh, because what's usually a Hekesh? A Smichus, you have two Psukim next to each other, you get two Parshias next to each other. Here is one extra phrase, Bachodesh HaShvi, and it pours this extra, we compare all the blowings of the Shvi to each other. That's not a usual Hekesh, that's one word. That's a much stronger, or at least different, type of limud, and that's not included in what Rashi there says. That's what the Rashash here says. V'ulai kan adif mehekesh. Ta hekesh hainu shtei tevos, o megro smuchim zelazeh. V'kan darshinu miteva achas. V'loshen hekesh tahacha ashigras lashon hu. So that's the Rashash, that this is not a regular hekesh, and that is why you're allowed to darshin it this way. So that's the, but again, the Kasher Kiveger gives us a chance to chazu that machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and relate it back to here. It's also an interesting question that Turi Evan asks here. And that is, he says, V'kashali, Ha'amr shal zeh b'zeh v'shal zeh b'zeh, i'af shal amaisi b'hekesha. He says, what do you usually have by a hekesh? You have a one parsha, or a quasi hekesh, whatever it is. You have one parsha that says two, one parsha that says five. So you could say, just like this one means five, so too this one means five. But do you ever have a case where one parsha says two and one parsha says five, so therefore they both need seven? That's not usually how a hekesh works. Hekesh doesn't work that you add up both parshas and apply the total by both. Usually a hekesh is you can compare two cases. So he says, what's going on here? You have Rosh Hashanah has two truas and Yovel has one trua. So therefore they both need three. That's not how a hekesh works. So he says it to Rav, and he thinks against it. He says, Lule de Mistafina, not like Rashi. The kasha of the Gemara is not stam. Maybe you should have a Gzeir Shav instead of a Hekesh, because Gzeir Shav is stronger. Now the kasha is that if you only had the Hekesh, you'd only be able to have two by each. Because the Hekesh, you don't have cumulative, you don't add everything up. So he says that. So that's why you need the Gzeir Shav. And that's exactly what the Gemara answers, he says. If I would have only had a Hekesh, I would have only been able to know two Midaraisa by each one. Kamash Mola, and that's what the Gzeir Shav teaches me. Gzeir Shav is more powerful. Gzeir Shav, you could not only compare two contexts, but you might have the power to even add together and say three by each one. So that is an important reading of the Gemara. Again, not like Rashi. Rashi does not read it this way. Rashi just seems to say it's a little stronger, I could darshan it myself, and you have to add on the Rashash to put this with the Rashi and Sukkah, and then you have the two Re'evan to explain the relationship between the Hekesh and the Gzeir Shav. Is it more like a binyanav? Okay, it's more like, so the Rashash might say in a chinami. The Rashash would say in a chinami. So why does it use the Shigrath Lashon of a Hekesh, not a binyanav? Okay. Binyanav is more of a general. Binyanav is just a general connection. Hekesh is more of a specific limud. Binyanav might include more than one way of darshaning. Okay, Vayder in the Gemara. So we just had Makoros 4. How do you know shofar? How do you know pshutu lefanecha l'achareha? And how do you know how many times? So now the Gemara is going to bring another opinion. V'hai tana ma'iselam gzeir shava mi midbar. Another tana quotes it from gzeir shava from the shofaros they blew in the midbar when they used to gather the troops. The mitzpah eisan here, one of the achronim in the back, suggests that even though midbar you would think is just a Horasha, usually we don't learn from psukim, from stories that took place at one time in history, right? The Rambam, we don't count, there's no Isser Daraisa to leave your house on Pesach night, even though at one time in history there was Isser to leave your house on Pesach night. That's not a mitzvah. So these psukim that we're about to count was for one time in history. They blew shofar in the midbar. So the mitzvah Eisan says, you know, this Tana must hold that if you don't have any good psukim to darshan from Doros, you can darshan from Shah. And he does not accept the psukim that we just darshan, as we'll see later on in the Gemara. So we learn certain, the Yuma. You learn halachas from the Miluim. Okay, the Miluim, though, might have a parallel to the chinuch of every Kohen Ladoros. Miluim, you're right, there was a Chanukah HaMizbeach for the Miluim, but that might have a parallel for Doros. Here is something that when else is our army soul never going to be in the desert again? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Usakata Terua, Takiya Bifneatsma, Trua Bifneatsma. It says, you shall be Tokea a Trua, two different words, so you should have a Takiya and a Trua separately. Ata Omer Takiya Bifneatsma, Trua Bifneatsma, Enel Takiya, Trua Achasi. How are we supposed to understand this pasuk? Does it mean one item? You should be Tokea a Trua, meaning one sound? Or should we really separate the words and say there's something called a Takiya and something called a Trua? Shihu Omer, Vahakel, Sakal, Tisku, Velosariu. So when it says the next pasuk in when you gather the troops, tisku velosariu. So you see this pasuk is differentiating between them. Bifnei atzmos. That's how you know. Havi omer tzkiya bifnei atzmos. Shua bifnei atzmos. Uminayin. So the makar is the midbar. The makar is not Yom Kippur of Yovel. Uminayin shepshuta lafaneha. How do you know that you need a pshuta lafaneha? According to these, tamalama usakatem teruah. You have lashon tzkiya before teruah. Uminayin shepshuta lachareha. Tamalama teruah yisku. You should have the Lashon Tkiya after the word Shrua. Again, you might have to think a little bit, what's the Nukudas and Machlokas, you know, between whether we're going to have some the Gemara is just going to say why each opinion doesn't like the other one's Psukim. But we could go a little deeper and think about what is it that one might say that the Shofar of Yovel, that's a different kind of Shofar than the one of Rosh Hashanah. Right, that's not to get. That's the Bishiluach Avadim. Maybe that's less comparable than the awakening shofar in the midbar. It still awakens the people. It doesn't awaken the people for tshuva, but it still is meant to awaken the people. Mashenkin, the other, might say maybe that's only l'shah. Maybe there are other reasons why you wouldn't compare. But it's something interesting to think about. What's the nekudas machlokas between these two opinions? Rabbi Shlomo Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, Omer Eino Tzarech. He says no. You don't have to have an extra. This Rabbi Shmuel also thinks it's from the midbar, but he says you don't have to darshan the extra trua from the word trua yiskeu. Harehu omer usakatan trua. This is totally another phrase that says usakatan trua shenis, that when the second shaveth, the second group of shvatim start traveling, you should blow it again. Sheita b'lomar sheinis. The Torah did not have to say the word sheinis because you know it's happening the second time. Umata b'lomar sheinis zebana av shekal makom shenemar trua te'et kia shniyala. That's to teach me that whenever there is a trua, it is followed by a tekiah. That's what the word sheinis is teaching. Ainly elabah midbar Rosh Hashanah minayi. So how do I know to compare this to Rosh Hashanah? This is only in the midbar. Tamalomar trua trua l'gzera shava. So you learn out gzera shava from trua. Period. So that's how we know trua before tekiah, before and after the trua, and how many times. V'sholosh truas namar Rosh Hashanah, and it says the word trua three times by in Rosh Hashanah itself. Shabbason zichron trua, and I mean with it, along with Yovel, the three times that we're talking about. Shabbason zichron trua, yom trua yelachem, v'havarta shofar trua. V'shtei tkiyas l'kalachas v'achas. There are two tkiyas, one coming before, one coming after. Matzina l'meidin sholosh truas v'shei tkiyos. So we have three truos and six tkiyos. We still don't know what the sound of a trua is. We'll get to that better in a couple of lines. But now the Gemara says, two opinions. Nemar b'Rosh Hashanah, Nemar Rosh Hashanah, Sheish Tekiyas Nemar Rosh Hashanah. Shtayim Divrei Torah v'achas b'Divrei Sofrim. Says the Gemara, two of these truos, it says the word trua three times, two of them are a real Mefurish D'Oraisa. One of the truos is m'Divrei Sofrim, which we are going to see in a minute, that according to this first opinion, one of the Lashonos of Trua are really meant to teach us something else. It's not to teach me the minion of how many Truos you need. The third one is really learn me Pisofrim. What does me Pisofrim mean? So Rashi here says, that there is a din that Chazal had in Misora that we have to have the same amount of blowings by Mafia, Zachronos, and Shofros, so to be Mashve, to equalize the different brachos, so therefore, even though two of them are referred to in the Torah, Chazal added on another one. Does Divrei Sofrim mean Midra Banan? So most assume that Midivrei Sofrim, at least in this context, means a din to Oraisa, it's just not explicit in the Torah. The word Midra Banan obviously means Midra Banan. The word Midivrei Sofrim is unclear. One has to look at every context. It's the famous Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Ishus, where he writes, Kiddushei Shtar and Kiddushei Bia are Midoraisa, and Kesef is Midivrei Sofrim. So Kiddushei Kesef is Divrei Sofrim. We all get married Midorabanim Bizman Hazeh. It's all different Gersos. So the Kesef Mishnah there quotes, there were some Gersos that said, Shlashta Min HaTorah. But the question is, there are some, many are Gersa of the Rambam, is Midivrei Sofrim. So major discussion, but some suggest that really, Divrei Sofrim is just a way for the Rambam to say that it's learned out using Yuki Lomidos. It's learned out Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, so therefore it's not Mefurish Bikra. So Divrei Sofrim, we are never forced to say that Divrei Sofrim means a Dindra Abanan, and we'd rather not say that here, because we assume that all the Tkiyas are Da'oraisa, on the level of Da'oraisa. Okay, so getting back to the lima. Shtayim midivrei Torah v'achas midivrei Sofrim. So this first opinion says that two of the truos are needed midivrei Torah, midoraisa, and one is learned out. One of the three tkios we learn out from Misora, and therefore the other one is left out to learn something else from it. Shabbosot zichro trua v'avarta shofar trua midivrei Torah. Those two are learned, used for the numbers, for how many shofars, tkios you need. Yom trua yelachem l'tamuda huba. But a third pasuk of Yom trua, that's to teach me something. It's to teach me the gzeirah shava, to learn out midbar, trua trua from midbar. That's why it's extra. We needed to learn the gzeirah shava. Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Reb Yonasan, achas midivrei Torah, v'shai midivrei Sofrim. Really, only one of them is used for the minion of sounds. Two of them are midivrei Sofrim. Two of them we learn out from Misora, how many to have, and therefore two extra psukim are used for limudim. V'ha'avarta shofar trua midivrei Torah, shabbos of zichro trua, v'yom trua yelachem l'tamuda huba. So he asked the Gemara, "Ma'ila Tamudoba, what do you need these psukim for? That you have to learn the numbers from Misora." Rashi explains, according to the first opinion, that there's only one that's used to teach you something. So we know that's to teach you the Gzeira Shava from Midbar to Rosh Hashanah. But according to the second opinion, there are two that are extra now to teach you something. So you use one for Gzeira Shava. But what do you use the other one for? So that's what the Gemara answers specifically here. So the Gemara says, "Mibai b'yom b'lo b'layla," to teach me that you're only allowed to blow shofar by day and not by night. Shofar, you're not allowed to blow shofar the night of Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be puzzle. It's going to be a bracha levatala. We've spoken in the past that maybe the status of shofar starts when Rosh Hashanah starts, but the kiyum, the time for the kiyum hamitzvah does not. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Bir Alacha leaves this pesarachian. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that let's say you have a shofar of a shalavod zara. Are you allowed to use a shofar shalavod zara? So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is, as long as the non-Jew was mevatel the avod zara before kiddush hayom. Before Yontif starts, we know that if a non-Jew is mevatel avodah zarah, it loses its status of avodah zarah. Rachmana litzlan, an avodah zarah of a Jew cannot be mevutal. It's usher forever. Can't have bittel. But the shofar of a non-Jew can be mevutal. Shulchan Aruch says, as long as he was mevatel before Yontif starts. Ask the Bir Halacha there. What do you mean before Yontif starts? It should be before the morning. Because you can't blow shofar at night. So he quotes a Rashi at Sukkah, which we did, but it could be, he suggests, that the concept, the halachic status of a shofar, might start when Yontif starts. But the time that you can be mekayim, your mitzvah of shofar, of course, is only in the morning. That's what you learn from the word Yom Shrua. That's what he learns. Migu de iskatsoi. Is it migu de iskatsoi? But migu de iskatsoi is, I don't know if it belongs to the guy. What's the guy? So would you say that we have the Machlokas, we have the Raman, the Magen Avraham, about is there muksa by non-Jewish possessions? I relate to that. But if you but Mika's, I'm not sure. I understand your question. Okay, is this Rana on the object, but for a different reason? So if you say it's based on Haksos HaChefsa, not Haksos HaGavra, I don't know if it would, you'd have to say Mika's Kasai. You're right, if it has to do with a person, he's ready Maksa his Das. But there are other examples, which you mentioned at the time, in Daf Lama Gimel and Sukkah, about the status of a Chefsa Shal Mitzvah starting before the Zman of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Third wide line. The Edoch, how about the other opinion that uses two of the three psukim to teach you the number of shofars, so you don't have an extra pasuk to teach me only daytime. The Edoch, how does he know that shofar is only by day? Nafkalemi biyom akipurim. He learns it out from ubayom akipurim. And we darshu the connection. I biyom akipurim, yolif. Nigmar nami minei l'pshut l'fanel l'pshut l'achareha. Once you bring in Yom Kippur, so why do you have to learn anything from the Midbar? We just said that all these opinions learn out from the Tzkiyos before and after from the Midbar. So once you're learning Yom V'lo B'layla from Yom Kippur, so why don't you learn pshut l'fanel l'achareha from the Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, no, v'havarta tavir l'mash v'luhu. This opinion does not think that those words of v'havarta and tavir refer to shofar. Those wouldn't be able to teach you tequila fanel acharel. Why? How would we have interpreted, or how do we interpret those words? So number one, elamai darshi behu, v'ha'avarta kidder Rav Masna. V'ha'avarta, they think, just teaches me what Rav Masna says. Dama Rav Masna, we had this before, v'ha'avarta derech avaraso. Rav Masna thinks, v'ha'avarta means derech avaraso, that you have to blow the shofar how it grows from the animal. As we said earlier, you can't blow the shofar by turning it inside out, even if it means that you use some type of heat and make the narrow side wider and the wide side narrower, still, you wouldn't be able to use that. That's what we learned from Rav Masna. Ta'aviru dekam rachman and every biyad. And the word ta'aviru, what would I have interpreted that to mean? Never biyad. I would have thought that just meant, what does la'avir mean? To pass through. I would have thought that after you blow shofar, you have to bring the shofar somewhere. Maybe it's a heter to bring it home. But I wouldn't have thought that teaches me a tekiel achareha. So therefore, I wouldn't have said that teaches me tekiel acharel. Tosva says, there's another havamin in every biyad. I would have thought that means, little Tosva's over there on the bottom, that they just have to hold the shofar. Not that you can't lean it on anything. That's what I would have thought I learned from that. But again, I wouldn't have thought that teaches me a halacha that you have to have tekiel le'achareha. Let's do two more lines and then something to say about the Tosfos. The Edoch, what about the first opinion that used up his pasuk Durav Masna? How does he know the halacha of Rav Masna that you can't turn around the shofar inside out? Midashani b'diburei. Because the pasuk still changes the lashon of tekiya to ha'avara, so the fact that it changes the lashon, I can not only use ha'avara to teach me the tekiya la'achareha, but I could also use it to teach me Rav Masna's din. Ta'avir b'yad lo matzez amrit. And also, ta'avir b'yad, I wouldn't have had any havamina that teaches me just to hold it in your hand or carry it somewhere. I would have known the lashon ha'avara means to blow a shofar after. T'gamra ever be Moshe. I had a zira shavra from the word ha'avara from Moshe. K'sifach ha'avara t'shavar trua. V'k'sifach ha'avara Moshe ve'avir kol b'machana. Malhalon b'kol afkan b'kol. Period. There's an interesting, I knew this, I might have mentioned before this Bir Halacha, but then there's a Hosafa to the Bir Halacha that I saw yesterday. Bir Halacha in Simin Tov Kuf Pei Hei. Quote, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that the Ramah, V'tov L'skol, we're talking about having the shofar in your hand. So the Ramah quotes, L'chadfila, to blow on the right side of the mouth. V'tov L'skol B'tzad Yemin. Im Efshar B'kach. Right, if it's possible to blow on the right side. So the Bir Halacha here in Tov Kuf Pei Hei quotes the Meshech Chachma. He quotes Shamati b'shem Agon, Rav Meir Simcha Hakohen Tam Nachon on Shas Taf Lamed Daled, where it says Tzkiyah Shofar. You learn that from the Chatzotos Hamolchama. So he says, or Meir Simcha quoted the pasuk in Shoftim by Gidon, where they one of the wars that they went out to, it says, "Vayachaziko biat smolom balapidim." In their left hand they had the torches, and in the right hand they had their shofars. That's a remez. They should blow shofar on the right side of the mouth. That's what goes with Meir Simcha. So I've known this Bira Lacha, but I never realized the significance of it. So I saw in the Margolis Hashasi, he quotes from Rav Asher Bergman, who said that this is the only place in all of the Chafetz Chaim's, at least halachic writings, I don't know if it means all his writings, where he quotes a contemporary Gadol. Anybody know any other source out there? Where else does the Chafetz Chaim quote a contemporary Gadol for anything? He quotes a Meir Simcha here. V'zeh Omer Darsheni, why Dafka, punk, this one, by Shofar on the right side of the mouth, you have to quote it. So they said they asked Rav Shach. They asked Rav Shach this question, and Rav Shach said that Shahaya Eze Vikuach Bein Agon Rebeir Simcha V'Chavetz Chaim. They overlapped. Where there was some type of argument, they had different Darkei Halimud. Right, the Chavetz Chaim was much more of a Derech HaAvos, the Meshech Chachma was a little more creative, a little more, very different Derech HaLimud. So I don't know what the Vikuach was, there was some type of Vikuach. V'Chavetz Chaim Chasha Shehisbatek Sas B'Charifus Keneged Rebeir Simcha. Chavetz Chaim thought he was a little too strong against Rebeir Simcha in the whatever debate it was. So therefore, Hidavka wanted to quote him somewhere to make sure that people knew that that he had no hard feelings and he really did not have it. Yet last night I was at a chasana and I asked a Rav there, and he said, hear the story in the opposite way. He heard that the Meshech Chachma had said something and the Chavetz Chaim wanted to make sure that the Meshech Chachma knew that he didn't take it personally. So I'm not exactly sure which one it is, but anyway, this is the one that's quoted here from Rav Shach, and then it says they asked for Mendel Zaks, Chavetz Chaim's son-in-law, you know, what's Pshat? And he said, yeah, that's the Shmuel that was in Radin, that it was some type of machlokas, and Hidavka wanted to quote him at one point in order to show that the chasver, we wouldn't be down with Chavetz to Chavetz Chaim. But again, Chavetz Chaim was anybody in the world in history that we probably give the benefit of the doubt, it would probably be the Chavetz Chaim. But sorry? So somebody called them, they were both Kahanim, right? So somebody called him a Kohen Gadol Me'echav, and he thought the Meshech Chachma was the Kohen Gadol. Okay, and so Behavior Yibana Beis HaMikdash, all the Kohanim Gadolim will come, we'll throw a cook in there too. You know, all the Kohanim at that time of history. Yeah?
The Kohen was over whether or not to close the Shivas rather than learn secular subjects.
Oh, yeah?
The Chavetz Chaim held that we should, and Rebbeinu Simcha said no.
To have the Volozhin Shiloh. To have the secular subjects. Okay, so I have to put all this historical evidence together. And but that's the Bir Halacha according to the Meshech Chachma. Yeah.
Why do you special leave at the Tzitzis Lulav Shofar Terev Yidulav? So we have by Atzei Shittim Om, and we learned Lulav from that.
So Atzei Shittim Om did teaches me by Lulav that it has to be in the way that it grows. So this, I think, might be, is this the way that it grows in the animal? The animal's always moving. I don't know if the way that it grows, how do you know which side that you're supposed to, what's it, bottom?
Right,
I'm saying, but his limud is not just the way, how you blow it, hafcho. Remember, we had hafcho meant turning it inside out, and even if you blow it, if you just make the narrow side wider. Yeah?
Can you learn out, someone said, mimamakim kreshich Hashem, from the narrow part?
Mimamakim, that was the you had that on Shabbos. Mimamakim kreshich Hashem, you have to be low down. You have to be low down.
That's why you use the narrow part.
So I'll say, did we narrow part of the shofar? Maybe. Sounds good. Okay, let's continue then. According to the one who learns that from the midbar, meaning the second view that we just said today, if you learn out shofar from the midbar, but there they blew chatzotzros, they blew trumpets. So just like there they blew trumpets, why not here too? Tabalomar, tikka back on the shofar by Kesliyam Chagenu. No, the passage we've quoted a number of times. No, it says blow shofar on the Kesel Yom Chagenu, Ezu Chaksha Chodesh Miskasaba, Havi Omer Zer Rosh Hashanah, Vikam Rachmana Shofar. It's a remez to Rosh Hashanah and Shofar. Oh, here we go. Iskin Rabbi Yavo, famous Takana Rabbi Yavo, famous if you ever did the end of the Masechta of Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to make it famous. Iskin Rabbi Yavo says, Rabbi Yavo is the basis for everything that we do, so you should learn it. Iskin Rabbi Yavo Bekisari, Tkia, Shlosh Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. Rabbi Yavo says, Tashrat. That's his takana. Manafshach. Why do you have to blow a tashrat? Iyulula yalil levid tkiya trua tkiya. 1 second, says the Gemara. If you're supposed to do a wailing sound, what we call trua, so then just do tkiya trua tkiya. Vikinuche ganach levid tkiya shlosha shvarim tkiya. And if it's ginuche ganach, a groaning sound, what we call shvarim, so just do trua tkiya shvarim tkiya. So Gemara says, no, misafkalei, ikinuche golach, iyulule yolov. He wasn't sure. He wasn't sure what the Torah had in mind, and therefore he said, do both. Do tashrat. Where it says, one second, but maybe the real sound, what the Torah wants, is what we call shrua, and therefore the shvarim is a hefsik. Shvarim is a hefsik, if you just do tashrat. The Gemara says, you're right, the hadar of tkiya shrua tkiya. No, that's why you do tarat also. We also do tkiya shrua tkiya, just in case the shvarim is a hefsik. Maybe shvarim is the real sound the Torah wants you to make, and therefore the true is a hefsik. The Gemara says, you're right, the other of it tashat, so that's why you do tashat also, just to cover the bases. El Rabbi Yavo Mayiskan, so what did he add? If you do tashat, you do tarat, so what did he add? So, Ikinuche Gonach Abde, Ilul Yolo Abde, so you're doing each one. So this is what he added. Misafkale Dilma Gonach V'Yolil. No, maybe the Torah means both. Maybe the Torah means groaning and wailing. That's why you have to do both. Ihachi Levin Am Yivcha, Tkiya True or Shlosh Shvarim Utskiya. So therefore, if ask the Gemara, one step before the final step. So why don't you also have, why do you just have tashrat? Why don't you have tarshat? Tkiya, true, shvarim, tkiya. Why don't you have the opposite? Maybe that's what the Torah has in mind. The Gemara says, no. Dilma yalav ganach, stama de milsa, ki misra binish milsa, beresha ganach hada yalil. No, because what's the normal way of crying? First we start groaning, and then we sob out of control. That's how a person does. Even though maybe at the end he slows down, but he doesn't have the groaning. First comes the groaning, the Gemara assumes, and then the uncontrollable wailing, that's the normal way a person cries, and that's what the shofar parallels. Okay, so this is the takana of Rebbe Yavo. A couple of important points about the takana of Rebbe Yavo. Okay, number one, all the Rishonim here quote a tshuva of Rav Haigon. The Ritva, the Ran, everybody quotes a tshuva of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon was asked, simple question, what did they do before Rebbe Yavo? Rebbe Yavo made this great takana. What did they do before Rebbe Yavo? Similar question is asked by other halakhic context. Whose tefillin did they wear before Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? You know, it's a historical question and a halakhic question. So what did they do before Rabbi Yavahu? So Rav Haigon says as follows. Says an important point, Veheshevu, Kibavade Truas Torah, I'm reading from the Ritva here. Kibavade Truas Torah, Bekolechan Me'elu, Ben Kinuche, Ben Yilulel, Shekavanas HaTorah, Betrua Laso, Samikolos Ushvarim. The Torah says you could do whatever you want. Shvarim, you'll be Yotzei. Shrua, you'll be Yotzei. Shvarim, Shrua, you'll be Yotzei. Says Rav Haigon, they're all good. Mida Araisa, Rabbi Yavo knew that, and they knew that beforehand. And you know what? Every rabbi in his shul, before Rabbi Yavo, decided what to blow. They said, you know what? I think the Torah means this. I think the Torah means that. They all did it. And it was fine, and they were all Yotzei. But you know what the problem was? Aval hamon am hayutoin. What did people think? They heard what you did in your shul, they would say, oh, pastish. You know what they did in that shul? They blew shvarims. I can't believe that. What kind of rabbi is that? Rav Haigon says, people thought that they were right and other people were wrong. So number one, to make sure people don't think that the other one's wrong. The gam shalote torah kishte toros. And also, a losis godudu type of idea. So the Torah doesn't look like two toros. Bar Rabbi Yavo v'tikein lasos kolecha kedivrei elav eil. Rabbi Yavo came along and said, you know what? Everybody do the same thing. Everybody do the same thing, and therefore there will not be any machlokas. That's what Rav Haigon quotes. Everybody quotes him. Not everybody agrees to this. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted earlier, says that no, there's a real suffix. There was a real suffix, and not everybody was doing all the possibilities of suffix, and therefore you got to do all of them. Rabbi Yavo is, what they do beforehand? It's a question. It's a historical question, what they do beforehand. But he does not agree with Rabbeinu Tam. A big nafgamina between these two opinions are, there's a minhag that's quoted in the Rif, and that is, let's say in Shmona Esrei, we're going to learn on Amud Beis, there's a concept called Tkios Al Seder Habrachos. In Shmona Esrei, the Rif quotes a minhag that in Malchias they blew Tashrat, in Zichronos they blew Tashat, and in Shofros they blew Tarat. So ask some of the Rishonim, one minute, if it's a real suffix, don't you have to blow all of them by everyone? You have to blow all of everyone. If it's Tiyos, if you need shofar by Malchius. So maybe Tashrat is not correct. Maybe Tashrat is not. You have to blow all of them. So some Rishonim quote this opinion and say, how can you do that? You have to blow all of them. According to Rav Haigon, it's fine. According to Rav Haigon, it's not a problem because you're Yotzei with all of them. So you have Tkiyas to Miyusha, you blow them all, but Tkiyas to Tzidar Brachos, you have him. You have to blow a little bit of each. But according to Rav Haggad, it's not a problem. According to the other shittas, it would be more serious of a problem if it was a real suffix. That is Rav Haggad. There's also I saw that Hari Kedemir quotes from Rav Salvechik, another chiddush, and that is, let's take the opinion of some rishonim that was a real suffix. It's a real suffix. You weren't sure what to do. So don't we hold suffix to Raisa L'Chumra? What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yavo? You know, but if you have a suffix, you don't know what the Torah wants. You got to blow them all. Iskin Rabbi Yavo, you have to blow all the sounds. What do you mean? Of course, you have to blow all the sounds. If you don't know what to do, you have to cover your bases. It's a din daraisa. So what's he adding? So as Salvechik said, maybe it's hinted to in the Lashon HaRambam. When the Rambam quotes this, he quotes Tru Azu Hamur BaTorah Nistapik Lanu Banu Suffik. We don't know what Rambam does not sound like Rav Haigon. This topic Lanu Suffik Lefi Rov Hashanim VeRov HaGolios VeEin Anu Yodin Heichi. Sounds like Rabbi Notam. We don't know what the Torah had in mind over the long Golus. Nimsa Sedekar Hakiyas Kachu. This is what you do. And he quotes everything. And then he says, the hands off. Nimsa Minyan Hatkiyas Shloshim. Kedei Lehistalik Min HaSafik. He asked for salvation. What's this last line of the Rambam? Nimsa Yiblo Shloshim. Can you add? We could add up. You count Tashrat, Tashrat, Tarat by every one of the brachas. You can add, it's 30. Nimsa, you can have 30 kolos. So Salvechik says, you know what Rabbi Yavo did? Beforehand, it was out Suffolk you had to blow. Suffolk derais al lechumras, you have to blow. He came along and said, it's a vadai. It's a derabanan vadai that you have to blow 30 kolos. Not just the orais and misham Suffolk, but it's a derabanan vadai. It's a takana that nosaf olchiyav mi derabanan mi teres vadai mi takana Rabbi Yavo shemuchuyav kolechel l'shmoa shloshim kolos barash Hashanah. That's what the Rambam says. Nimsa dir shloshim. He says this answers Tosas Kasha. Tosas is that big Tosas. Let me all obeys. One of his questions is that, hey, according to Rabbi Yavo, it's all a Suffolk, right? So why can't you just blow the case that we had in the Mishnah yesterday? Let's say you're blowing the second kiyah of Tashrat and the first kiyah of Tashat. So we said you blow one long one because you want to be yotzei both. So what do we say? It only counts for one. So ask Tosfos, if it's all a suffix, so why can't you just blow one? And it'll count for the one that's true. It'll count for the good one. If Tashrat is true, it'll count for the second one of Tashrat. And if it's Tashat, it'll count for the first one. So says Rav Salvechik, no, because even if it started out mitaras suffik, but then Chazal made a takana mitaras vadai, that you have to have 30 kolos. If you have to have 30 kolos, you can't do that. You can't just have one long one that counts for the before and the after. So that's what Rabbi Yavo did. It's not just mitaras suffik, it's mitaras vadai. So we have the discussion of Rav Haigon, number one. We have this discussion of Rav Salvechik, that is Mitaras Vadai, number two. And just finally, one point, number three. Again, we have some extra time, because tomorrow we're starting Bez Hashem, regular time tomorrow. Regular time tomorrow, we have a Kfiyas, and we'll have enough to say, Bez Hashem. Point number three on this is a Machlokas that we touched on a couple of months ago, I think, and that is we have this concept of Tashrat. You want to give this part of the Shir, Mati? Okay? Neshima achashtei neshimas. There's a major Machlokas. We have this new concept called Tashrat. Can you take a breath between the Shvarim and the Truva? Obviously, if Tekiah Shvarim Tekiah and Tekiah Truva Tekiah, you have a breath in between, because the Makri in between says Shvarim Truva. But what about the Shvarim Truva? That's a major machlokas between the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban here says, what does the Torah, what does the Gemara say? Shvarim Truva is a possibility of the sound that the Torah wants you to do. So you can't have a break in between. Shvarim Shru has to be one breath, no breath in between. Just straight. If you take a breath, says the Ramban, it's puzzle. Says the Ramban, if you take a breath in between, it's a puzzle sound. You're not Yosei. Rabbeinu Tam seems to say, quotes Rabbeinu Tam here, Matazi B'tshuvas Rabbeinu Tam, that no, that you could have a sound in between. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam says, people don't groan and wail in the same breath. People pause for a second. They groan and they ginuche v'yulule b'chada neshima lo avdi inshi. People don't do that. And Ramban argues. So that's what she did, Rabbeinu Tam. There's a machlokas at poskim. What does Rabbeinu Tam mean? That you can take a breath, or that you have to take a breath? Because people don't cry in the same breath. That's a machlokas at poskim. Whether you can or you have to. The Ramban for sure says you're not allowed to take a breath. What about Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says you can take a breath or that you have to take a breath. That's not sure. So this translates into a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions in Tavkuf Tzadik, quotes both opinions, and then he says, Yare Shamayim Yatzei De Kulam. This is what many shuls do, that they split up. By Tzkiyas to Miyusha of the first 30 kolos, they do Neshima Achas. Because, again, the Ramban says you need that. And maybe Rabbeinu Tam would say that's also okay. That's unclear. And then for the Tzkiyas to Me'uma, the Tzkiyas to Rishwan Esrei, they blow Shtei Neshimas. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah, Kedarko Bakodesh, says, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a Tosfos man. I'm a Rabbeinu Tam man. Haminag HaPasha to do Shtei Neshimas Ve'en L'Shanos. That's the Ramah. But the Mishnah Berurah here quotes that, interestingly, even in Ashkenazic circles, they follow the Shulchan Aruch. Many shuls follow the Shulchan Aruch, and that is to split up the Tzkiyas to Me'uvah and the Tzkiyas to Me'yusha. Why is this? So in the Shaar HaTzion, he explains, because you might be Yotzei both if you blow Neshima Achas. Right? According to Rabbani, for sure, Yotzei, you have to do it that way. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you might be Yotzei with Neshima Achas. It's not clear that he says you need Shtei Neshimas. That's why the Chavetz Chaim explains that the Minhag developed to follow the Shulchan Aruch here, and not Dafka the Ramah. So that's three discussions that we had on Rabbi Avo. Again, number one, the discussion of Rav Haigon. Number two, the discussion of 30 kolos b'toras vaday. Number three, Neshima Achas or Shtei Neshimas. Just one other ha'ara, and that is that big the Tosas up here, Lama Gimel Aveis, also adds that the Tekiyah, now we have this concept of Tashrat, the Tekiyos of Tashrat have to be a little longer, because the Tekiyos have to parallel the sound inside. Right, you have to have a tekiah prior and following the shofar blast, so the tekiahs of Tashrat are a little longer than the tekiahs of Tashantarat. You know, many times they blow them both very long. That's fine. There's no maximum sound of the shofar. There's just a minimum sound. Minimally, the tekiahs of Tashrat have to be longer than the tekiahs of Tarat.
Would you also need a
Neshima
Achas at the end?
Neshima Achas,
the
what do you mean?
The last 30,
so it's a different minhagim. Generally, it's, I think most have Neshima Achas at the beginning and the rest are Shei Neshimas. They don't, then maybe the last 10 they go back. But different minhagim, whatever the minhag is. Okay, Vaita, last line. Taka Barishona. If I blew first, Umashach Bashiach Kishtayim, this was the case of the Mishnah. Case where you blow one long one to be Yotzei the end of the previous set and the beginning of the first set, so we say that only counts as one. You can't count that as two. Amr of Yochanan, Shama Tisha Tekiyas Pesach Shos Bayom Yatza. Let's say I heard 9 Tekiyas during 9 hours. I heard 1 Tekiyah an hour. 1 Tekiyah an hour during the day. Yatza, you Yotze. Again, we mentioned 9 is the minimum amount of Tekiyas to hear. We'll get to how we get to 100 in a few minutes, Pesach Shem, or tomorrow. 9 and 9 hours of the day. Tanina Mihachi. Shama Tisha Tekiyas Pesach Shos Bayom Yatza. Bryce also says if you heard 9, you don't have to have them all together at once. Even if you hear them with a big break in the middle, you still Yotzei. Mites b'nei adam ke'echad. What's the girsa here? So let's just do what we have first. Lo Yotzei. From 9 people at one time, you hear 9 sounds all at once, you're not Yotzei. Says Rashi, what do you mean you're not Yotzei? We had a Gemara before, which says, Trei Kali Mishtami. You can hear 2 sounds at once, as long as the source is different. To hear Shamar v'Zachor from Hashem at the same time, that we can't hear. It's the same source. But to have 9 from different sources at the same time, we can hear. And the Bach adds in, because it's chaviv to us. It's special to us. It's something that we want to hear. So we said earlier that you can. So that's why Rashi changes the girsa to yatsa, not lo yatsa. Yatsa, you're yotzei to hear this. Tosvas here keeps the girsa. He says lo yatsa, because even though you can hear all 9, there's a concept that you have to have a tekiya first. Tekiyah before the Truah and a Tekiyah after the Truah. That's why you're right, you can hear all 9. But you're missing the halacha of Tekiyah Lefaneh, Tekiyah Lacharel. That's how Tosfos explains you can keep the Girsa. Either way, that's the Lashon, that's the question of the Girsa. Then Rashi says you take out the next line of the Gemara because it's already understood, but we'll just read it. Tekiyah Mizev, it's Truah Mizev, Yatza. Vafila B'Sirug and Vafila Kol Yom Kula. If you hear Tekiyah for one person and Truah from another person, you're still Yotzei, even if you have a long break in between, you're still Yotzei. Why Dafka 9? 9 tekiyas in 9 hours? Because there's 9 tekiyas? So I saw one of the achronim in the back, Reb Yosef ben Reb Rafal from Vilna. One of the achronim in the back. I just saw it, that he says that because Tishrei is about the time when you have a 12-hour day, it's about the time of the equinox, and 12 hours is from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak HaChavim. It's about an hour and a half from Amud HaShachar to Nates, and from Shkia to Seis. So you take out that an hour and a half, you've got 9 hours left. Right in the middle, so that's the time when you have about a 9-hour day, Rosh Hashanah time. That's why he says maybe 9 hours. Okay, so what did we just say? You're allowed to have a big break in the middle of the shofar blowing. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say that you're allowed to have a big break in the middle of your doing mitzvos? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadok, Bahalal Ubi Megillah, in Halal and Megillah, Im Shalkei Deit Ligmaris Kula, Chozer L'Rosh. If you took a break in the middle of Halal and Megillah, enough time that you could have finished it, or you could have at least started and finished the whole thing, then you have to go back to the beginning. You can't have such a big break in the middle. So here, why in the middle of Shofar are you allowed to have such a big break? So Lokasha Hadidei Hadarabe. No, there's a difference. When does he not allow a break? That's his Rebbe. He's quoting his Rebbe here, Reb Shimon Yehotzadok. He himself says you're allowed to have a break. He himself says you're allowed to have a break in the middle of mitzvahs. Udidei Lo? Really, he doesn't hold up what his Rebbe said? He says you're allowed to have a break? V'ha Rebbe Yavahu. Havi Shakil va'azul basvid Rabbi Yochanan. One time Rabbi Yeva was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan. Vavi kari b'kriyashma, and he was saying kriyashma. If you remember back, we had this a couple years ago. Maseches Brachos. Vavi kari kriyashma, and Rabbi Yeva was saying kriyashma. Ki matal mavos metunafos. They got to some dirty alleyways where there was situations where you weren't allowed to say kriyashma. It was soa, whatever it was, it smelled. He had to stop saying kriyashma. She ishtik. So Rebbe Yehuda stopped saying kriyashma. Basar the Chalif, when they got through the alleyway, Armalei Mao Ligmar. So Rebbe Yehuda asked his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, can I finish kriyashma? Am I allowed to finish kriyashma now? So Armalei, he says it depends. Imsha, he said, Kadei Ligmar is kula chos al rosh. If you stopped and you had enough break that you could have finished, you have to go back to the beginning. So you see from there, the Rabbi Yochanan does hold to this halacha, that if you have a break in the middle, so then it doesn't work. By the way, the Chalishi Aran says, you see from this Gemara, he's mamash in the middle of Shemon Esrei, middle of Kriyashma, and he's asking a Shaila. You're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma if you have a Shaila. That's how the Ran says. Ran says, you have it. You have a Shaila about Kriyashma. All right, not a Shaila about the Batzvah Cholof. Right, a Shaila about Kriyashma. Right, Shemon Esrei. Let's say I'm in the middle of Shemon Esrei, and I don't remember if I said something. I don't remember if I said St. Talamatar. Let's say, I'm not in shul, I'm davening, and I don't know what to do. And I don't have the seder with all the halachas in the back. So the poskim say you're allowed to go to the shelf and get a Mishnah Berurah, look up the halach, and go back. Well, you know, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to stay there and hope for the best? You don't know what to do. So again, you ought to be mafsik with sarach. So here the Ran says, you learn from this Gemara, because he's in the middle of Kriyashma, and he says, Rebbe, can I continue? So you see from here that he holds up the idea that if you have such a big break, that you're, it's a problem. So he says, no. Hachi kamarli. This is what Rabbi Yochanan told him. Lidi di lo svirali. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Meet CD, according to me, you would have no problem. Lidi dach, the svirali. I see from the fact that you asked the kasha that you don't hold of this. Lidi dach, the svirali. I see from the kasha that you're bothered by this. So if she's a gnidlikmar skula, chozel arosh. Period. I think it's a big Musar Haskell from here, too. The posek has to know the background of the shoel. Right? He has to know, like, what his background is, where he's coming from, where he learns. Because look at the kind of answer. Rabbi Yochanan himself held this was totally mutter. But if somebody comes from a different background that he holds of this type of chumra, this type of different halacha, the poskim gets to know that. He can't just say, well, I think it's mutter. No, the shoel doesn't think it's mutter. So that's why it's an important Musar Haskel for a posek to know the background of where the shoel is coming from. Okay. You know what? We'll stop here. And Beis Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll do regular time. Beis Hashem, regular time. 6:10, Beis Hashem, tomorrow finishing up. Tomorrow is all about Chazaras HaShatz. All about Chazaras HaShatz. Everything you wanted to know about Chazaras HaShatz, or everything you didn't want to know about Chazaras HaShatz. And we talk more about the Raisi Durabanan.